USA News. I'm Dave Collins. The Coast Guard has confirmed that five people have died in the Titan submersible that has been missing below the sea since Sunday. Coast Guard Rear Admiral John Mauger says a robotic sub found parts of the missing Titan 1,600 feet from the bow of the Titanic.
With experts from within the Unified Command, the debris is consistent with the catastrophic loss of the pressure chamber.
Mauger gave his condolences to the family members affected.
I can only imagine what this has been like for them, and I hope that this discovery provides some solace during this difficult time.
Nearly 100 people are injured after being pounded with golf ball-sized hail at an outdoor concert in Colorado. Fans gathered at Red Rocks Amphitheater near Denver last night to hear pop star Lewis Tomlinson when a severe storm rolled in. Seven people were taken to area hospitals with broken bones and lacerations. 80 others were treated on the scene. It looks like at-home learning during the pandemic is still affecting student outcomes on tests.
Math and reading scores for 13-year-olds have dropped, according to the latest test results from the National Assessment of Educational Progress. Math scores are now at their lowest point since 1990, while reading scores have hit their lowest level since 2004. The National Center for Education Statistics is disappointed in the lack of academic recovery after the pandemic, despite more than 2 years of in-person learning. They say that highlights concerns for the current generation of learners. I'm John Schaefer.
Eyes around the world are tuning in for the NBA draft. The league's future stars are being selected tonight at Barclays Center in Brooklyn. French phenom Victor Wembanyama is expected to go first overall to the San Antonio Spurs. This is USA News.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Brett is expected to move across the Lesser Antilles tonight as a strong tropical storm.
But after that, it should be moving across the eastern and central Caribbean, where it should be weakening and then eventually dissipate sometime this weekend over the central or western Caribbean.
National Hurricane Center senior hurricane specialist John Cangliosi says Tropical Depression 4 is in the middle of the Atlantic and should move generally west-northwest before turning a bit more northwest. Forecasters believe because of strong wind shear, it will also weaken. Bed Bath & Beyond lives on even if its brick and mortar stores don't. Overstock is paying around $20 million for the bankrupt retailer's intellectual property and digital assets. The sale is pending final approval at a hearing next week. Immigration, not the birth rate, is responsible for a slight increase in the number of white and Asian people in the U.S.
The Census Bureau measures population growth two ways, immigration and natural growth, where births outnumber deaths. This new report says were it not for immigration, the number of white people in the USA would have decreased last year by more than 85,000. It's the same dynamic for Asians. On the other hand, the Hispanic population grew by more than 1 million last year, three-quarters of that fueled by natural growth. That was also the biggest factor in the population increases for blacks and Native Americans.
That's Richard Johnson reporting. Dave Collins, USA News.
O'Reilly. Stay cool this summer with AC Pro and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get a $15 O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card after rebate plus two times O Rewards points with the purchase of select AC Pro ready-to-use refrigerant products that include a hose and gauge. If your vehicle's AC is blowing hot air, beat the heat with AC Pro at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.